Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com for the conclusion of our current events special study titled Our Crooked News Media. This is part two of two.
Listen, this is typical. It is. They only apologize when they get caught. Some might say, well, that's an old story, and we prefer to call it a classic. Yes. But here's one from last week. Guns don't lie, journalists do.
Last week, we told you about an anti-gun documentary that was edited so pro-gun citizens seemed stumped by Katie Couric's question on background checks. It was done to make her look smart and them dumb.
If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun?
Amazing. But then uncut audio revealed that the guests weren't so dumb after all.
How do you prevent felons or terrorists from walking into, say, a licensed gun dealer and purchasing a gun?
Well, one, if you're not in jail, you should still have your basic rights, and you should go have a gun.
So if you're a terrorist or a felon?
If you're a felon and you've done your time, you should have your rights.
Well, the fact is, we do have statutes, both at the federal and state level, that prohibit classes of people from being in possession of firearms.
They're smarter than she is. After first dismissing this deception, Couric now admits to it, blaming a director's need for a dramatic pause. That sound you just heard is a bus driven by Katie rolling over her staff. So why did she change her tune? Because she got caught. Think about it. If the incident hadn't been secretly taped, you think she would have copped to it?
No.
You gotta wonder how many other segments by Couric, Brian Williams, John Stewart, or others would have been more fair if they knew someone was holding them accountable. The gun edit was made to avoid embarrassment and distort the truth. Consider their panic when suddenly flyover gun-toting guests show up and they're smarter and more prepared than the host. The solution? Rearrange, insert, and remove. Imagine playing checkers, and every time you capture an opponent's piece, the game is rewound, and it's your piece that's taken. That's the media versus the right. As elite propagandists, their main goal is to look smarter than you. So before any interview with the media, remember, always press record. Not only do you protect yourself and the truth, you also keep people like Katie honest, because someone has to.
Did you get... Yeah. They edited it to make it look like everyone's stumped. But then you hear the audio, and they weren't stumped at all. Right away. And what he said is exactly true. People have asked me, every once in a while I've gotten contacted by the news media, and I won't talk to them. And the only way I would ever talk to them is if it was live. I would not do a recorded interview with them. And I have, up to this point, I just tell them I have nothing to say. And there's been a few times where I've been contacted for different reasons. And that's why. These are the days of deception. You have to recognize that. We must learn to look at the world with a biblical view, which means only believe what you can verify. Right. Yeah. Acts 17:11 says that about what you're hearing right now. Yeah. That you hear what I'm teaching and you verify it. Amen. But it should be your attitude all the time. That includes the kids in their school books. Yeah. And that includes what you hear and see in movies, conversations. Doesn't matter what it is, you only believe what you can verify. Deception rules in times of apostasy. How many of you believe we're in times of apostasy?
Amen.
Isaiah 59:14, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. There's no justice, meaning that things are just out of kilter. What's right is now wrong. What's wrong is now right. There's no equity. Here is the headline you should have seen in major news media this morning, just as an example, but you didn't see it. This is the headline that should have been. Now, I went to Black Christian News Network, because that's, you know, Tracy will tell you, I'm a brother. And that, these are my people. And all, if I was Trump, man, they'd jump all over that. My people. Trump breaks Republican primary vote record by 1.4 million ballots. Receives more votes than any GOP hopeful in history.
Wow.
That wasn't on the news. Should have been. Here's another one. I had to go find 1,536 delegates. He only needed 1,237, and up until about 3 weeks ago, we were all told he was never going to get there. That wasn't the news. You want to see the news? Here are the headlines the people who waste their time and money on mainstream media saw. They did have a headline about Trump. It said, "Why Donald Trump won't stop talking about Judge Curiel." That's their headline. How Clinton could this about Trump and that about... Over here, Hillary Clinton makes history. Sanders, GOP lawmakers pile on Trump over judge attacks. Not a single word about the history that he made.
Wow.
But there is a brief history of American isolationism.
Yes. Did you see that? Where's that at? Yes. Anybody who says America first and doesn't go along with globalistic free trade, as it's called, is called an isolationist.
Amen.
So they snuck that in there. Here was CNN. I mean, come on.
Well, at least they gave a good picture for Hillary.
The headlines... Clinton's historic moment. Trump on thin ice with Hill GOP. Looks like a what? A bass. A wide mouth bass. Throw that one back. Here was ABC. Trump's begrudging use of teleprompters. Nothing about history being made, but his begrudging use of teleprompters. Just give you a little more news that you won't see on the news.
You talk about leveling with the American people. Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always. Always.
Listen.
Some people are going to call that wiggle room that you just gave yourself.
Well, no,
always tried to.
No, you know, you're asking me to say, have I ever? I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever will. I'm going to do the best I can to level with the American people.
I try not to tell lies. Leanne McAdoo with InfoWars.com. Let me level with you, America. Here's just a small sampling of Hillary's whoppers. There's the Benghazi hearing, using a secret private server to hide her activities, lying about not sharing classified information on that secret server.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
Have you seen this?
That's not what happened. And we should know, CBS News accompanied the First Lady and daughter Chelsea on that Bosnia trip. That's Senator Clinton talking to me on the military flight into Tuzla. And these are the pictures we recorded at the greeting ceremony when the plane landed.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony. To Turkey?
Whitewater, Watergate, defending a rapist, threatening all of Bill's bimbos in an effort to keep them quiet, then claiming to run a campaign for women.
I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this, as we have so many of these other false accusations.
Using the Clinton Foundation as a cover for tax evasion and taking bribes from foreign countries.
She talked about getting the approval or the support or the mentoring of Henry Kissinger.
Well, I know journalists have asked who you do listen to on foreign policy, and we have yet to know who that is.
Well, it ain't Henry Kissinger,
that's
for sure.
That's fine.
She claims to be against the big banks, yet won't release the transcripts of the speeches she made to those banks who paid her hefty speaking fees.
Another conspiracy theory.
And after turning Libya into chaos, Clinton wants to dispel the notion that as Secretary of State, she led the U.S. intervention that toppled Gaddafi.
I think you're underselling yourself. You got the State Department on board, you convinced the president, you overcame the objections of Vice President Biden and Secretary of Defense Gates, the National Security Council, and you had another obstacle then, and that was the United Nations. And you were able to persuade the Russians of all things.
We came, we saw, he died.
Clinton even took $190,000 worth of household goods from the White House when Bill left office. I guess they were dead broke at the time.
What difference at this point does it make?
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Now, I don't tell anybody who to vote for, but I'll tell you, if you vote for Hillary, there's something wrong with you. Period. And on it goes. But we're told to do what we're doing tonight. Put everything on trial. Amen. 1 John 4:1 says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. Amen. Try, meaning put it on trial. Try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. This is setting the stage for Antichrist. That's what's going on. Your news media is the religious outreach of Antichrist. It's just like we send out missionaries and street preachers and all that. That's what the news media is. Turn to 2 Thessalonians 2 real quick. I don't know how much time we're running up on here, but I want to read a couple verses and as we close this thing up. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Oh, it's not even 9 o'clock yet. I thought we should get... We can go till 10, can't we?
Amen.
I want to show you that I believe that we're in the stages, the end stages, before the great delusion. Yes. The strong delusion. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, this is all the spirit of Antichrist that we're talking about here tonight. Even him, Antichrist, whose coming is after the working of Satan... with all power and signs and what's this word?
Lying.
Lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Well, I mean, I can't wait. One of these days I'm just going to preach on this. Because they received not the love of the truth. You see that? That they might be saved. We talked about that Sunday. If you can preach, 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 but if they do not receive it as the Word of God, they can't be saved. They won't be saved. And that's what you're dealing with in the world today, and that's what controls our news media today. This spirit of deception. This spirit of not loving the truth. These are the people. And granted, some, you know, could be saved. That's the exception. But these are the people that we're talking about who are left behind at the rapture. If the rapture were to happen right now, nearly everyone you could watch on the news media, on television, on the internet, reading their stories, almost all of them will still be here. And many of them have heard the gospel and reject it. Verse 11 says, and for this cause, what cause? They love not the truth that they might be saved. I believe this. You don't have to believe this. But I believe this. I believe that if you have heard the gospel clearly and understood the gospel and rejected it, that after the rapture, you're done.
Yeah.
Because it says right there, you love not the truth that you might be saved, and for this cause, God shall send who? Who's the them? The them who had not received the gospel that they could be saved. God's going to send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Yeah.
They will take the mark.
Yeah.
You see how this all comes together? This is for real, folks. The rapture could happen at any moment.
Amen.
Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Amen.
And when that rapture happens, these people who have heard the gospel and rejected it, they'll be the ones taking the mark.
Wow.
Verse 11 says that they all might be damned who believed not the truth. That's talking about before the rapture. They could have, is that verse 12? They could have believed the truth, but they believed not the truth. And that's who we're talking about, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. How exact is that today, where right now the whole thing you're hearing about is constantly all about unrighteousness? It's the news media that is just out there constantly harping on the sodomites and the transgenders, the LGBT. Don't get mad at me for talking about it a lot, because it's always in my face. I have to say something.
Amen.
And they have pleasure in unrighteousness, these people. Now, flip over to Revelation 13. Because we were just talking about these people who love not the truth that they could be saved. And they are left behind. And God gives them strong delusion that they all might be damned. Those very same people are here in Revelation 13. And verse 11. These people who believe a lie that we were just talking about. Says, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a what?
Dragon.
That's always a reference to someone being satanic. And verse 14, jump to verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. That's what we just read about, 2 Thessalonians. By the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Look at verse 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and their foreheads. That, it doesn't mean not everybody's going to take the mark, but all these people will.
Yeah.
All these people who rejected the love of the truth.
Right.
They are given a strong delusion. They love a lie. They will all take this mark. Verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's 666.
Yep.
And I believe that we are looking at many of these people right now every time we turn on the news.
Amen.
Yep. And we see most of the politicians, most of these protesters out there, you know, burning cop cars and burning the American flag and all that. That's who you're looking at. These people hate the truth. And they're ripe and ready for the Antichrist. They're called the damned. Revelation 14, 11. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. These people will be those people. On the other hand, love of truth turns us toward Jesus, by whom we are saved. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You want to know somebody who loves the truth? They're going to love Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said he's the truth. John 14, 6, read it. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. His words are God's words. He prayed in John 17, 17. Read it. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. His words are life. In John 6:63, Jesus said this. Read it. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. You reject the world and its lies and love the truth. But that means you're going to become informed. And you're going to hear this nonsense and you're just going to blow it off.
Amen.
Jenny will tell you, we don't watch the news much. We'll put it on when there's some big thing so we can know what's going on. That's about it.
And our faces are like this the whole time.
Yeah, Charlie watches us. Just shaking her head. But I have to say, that's more my face. This is Jenny's face. I don't allow her to hold the remote because she would throw it. But hey, man, you know, if you love the Lord, you love the truth, it is going to make you angry. But at the same time, it's also going to make you understand what you're hearing in these studies and what you're reading in the Word. It's happening right before our eyes. Time is short. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's close with prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this study. Not just to curse the darkness, but also to recognize the light. Jesus is the light. His words are light. We can walk in the light. Being saved, we do have the Holy Spirit in us, and we can have the Holy Spirit as our teacher, our guide. We're so thankful for that. I pray everyone walks out of here tonight with a firm understanding of the world we live in and the deception and lies around us, but knowing we have a book that is infallible. We have a source of absolute truth, our final authority, that King James Bible. And Lord, help us to love it, read it, memorize it, and talk about it with others. All because we want to lift up the name of Jesus Christ and preach that wonderful gospel. Even if the world rejects it, as it was in the days of Noah, we're going to keep preaching it.
Amen.
Until you take us out of here. And Lord, if you could do that in the next couple of minutes, we'd all be more than happy to go up.
Amen.
All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, it's only 8:47, so I didn't keep you real late. But if you have to leave, go ahead. But I do want to give people an opportunity. If you have a couple questions, won't keep you late. But if you have any questions, John? Just keep it down so we can hear.
Yeah, either in the late 70s or early 80s, only 8% of the news reporters at that time went to church.
8%. And that was when? Back in the 70s.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sure it's gotten better. Janice?
Cabot Ray on Channel 4, he retired, I think, in December. He was a Christian.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, I taught his daughter in Sunday school.
There's another fella, I think he's on Channel 4 too. I thought Jerry Revish, because I think you and I were talking about that. Jerry Revish is another professing Christian. I mean, I take their word for it.
He's a pastor.
I remember he mentioned that on. But I mean, you know, you take all those people and then we can name on our hand. And those are just the locals too, by the way. There are some good local news people around the country, and I probably should have said something about it. But again, there's still the exception. There's still the exception.
Yeah.
Still
the exception.
Amen. The exception proves the rule.
They still have
teleprompters. Yeah. Yeah. They don't know what, you know. How many of you have seen the collections? I know who's the comedian with the red hair, Conan O'Brien. He's one of them, but a couple of people put these collections of from all over the country where they're all acting like they're doing this, you know, news story that's, you know, like brand new, and it's all over the country. They're saying the exact same words. And they're reading off that teleprompter.
That's the same thing with local news. I mean, you change.
Well, that's who these are. This local news, and then you get the same in each town, you hear the same thing, but then you all over the country, word for word. That's right.
A lot of people think the big news stories today are the snowstorm that's hitting the Midwest or the looming federal budget cuts. But judging by local news, there's apparently an even bigger story that's sweeping the nation right now. Check it out.
Well, if you filled up your gas tank lately, then you don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are
back on the rise.
Well, you don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are on the rise. I know.
That's kind of scary. Yeah. I really think,
what a coincidence!
Yeah.
No, they've. It's not AP, but there are like businesses, for lack of a better term, who do that.
One of the things I do, like on Facebook, is I don't repost news stories without checking facts.
Yes, on social media, if you're on there, I encourage everybody to do what Stephen's talking about here. You should look before you post it on your own page, because I've been guilty of it, but it's been a while because I've learned my lesson. Post something and you find out it's really not something you would want to post on your wall. And sometimes it can be satire and not even real news. And I mean, one time I was just going off on something and it was a joke. And so there's at least dozens, if not into the hundreds, of these websites that are all fake news.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll say things like, the Pope has declared he's Muslim. Yeah. And people are like, what? You know, going crazy. And it's satire. It's just a joke. Yeah, first you, then.
My point was that if you post an AP story or like that, that's kind of a safety zone for the news media, because they know that, yes, it's been checked out. So it's like they'll just redo Associated Press stories.
But even those, you're getting that. And so you say, well, they're reporting this, but what they're not saying is this. Yeah, Charlie?
I remember my pastor growing up would talk about how there were places where you could actually, like, as a pastor, you could like, just have them send you a sermon.
Yeah. Well, that happened. Yeah, that. How many of you knew that? There's still today, most mainstream denominations mail the sermon, or probably email PDFs, sermons to their pastors.
Yeah.
So all week long, this is what he's doing. And then a lot of them have female women pastors. And I was like, it's funny, these guys, some people walk around and say, yeah, my pastor wears a dress and high heels. What? It's because it's a woman. Still wrong.